The management of Cara Credit Unions has defended its decision to reduce the debt benefit insurance for members. On Monday, the Financial Cooperative circulated a note to members to inform them the insurance was to be reduced from €1,950 to €1,000. Cara is the largest credit union in Kerry, covering Tralee, Castle Island, Killorglin, Ballyduff and Causeway. The debt benefit insurance is paid out by credit unions to members in the event of their debts to help cover funeral costs. Palaid, CEO of Cara Credit Union, said the service was costing up to €600,000 in claims a year, the second highest expense for them after wages. Mr. Laid said it was a tough but fair decision. One person who isn't taking it well, not happy with it, is Independent Deputy Michael Healy-Ray. Deputy Healy-Ray, good morning to you.
Well, first of all, Jerry, thank you, and good morning to your listeners. With regard to the decision taken by Cara Credit Unions, first of all, which is most important, I want to thank not just Cara Credit Unions, but also all of the credit unions that we have throughout the country for the excellent service that they have given. Because in my humble opinion, I think that our credit unions and our post offices, in particularly during the economic crash, they were the one people that we could rely on. They give much needed funds to people in local communities, and our credit unions give an absolute excellent service. With regard to what I would call the debt benefit assistance that is paid to credit union members, this money is paid to families at a very, very important time in their lives, in that they're upset that after losing a family member, they have a lot of additional expense. The cost of burials, to be honest, it's a hard thing to talk about, but it's a very, very expensive time on families, very difficult time. And that money, the €1,950, it was most important. And again,
it was a key benefit for people. That's one of the reasons why they saved at their credit union, because they knew that was there. However, it's costing a lot of money. €600,000, second biggest expense for the credit union after wages. They're saying, look, we had to do this. We're trying to be responsible. We're trying to make sure we're financially viable. This is the way things are going. This is what we have to do.
And I'm listening very, very much to that argument because, like I say, I'm a staunch defender of the excellent service that they give. But what I would say to them is, I plead with them. What they have done in the past for their members was most kind, most helpful and most beneficial. Yes, I want to acknowledge that they're saying they're letting it at €1,000. They're taking it nearly a 50% reduction from 1,950 to 1,000. But that €950 would make an awful difference to a family when they have a bereavement. So what I would be saying and what I would be pleading is that could they look at this decision again? Because a financial institution, that being AIB, were able to roll back, and instead of backing Brave, they backed down. And we appreciate the fact that they backed down. And I would look at the credit unions now, and I would say, could Cara Credit Union, would they please look at this again? And even if they were to come somewhere in the middle, and if they stopped at €1,500, €500 would be a big benefit.
But aren't they stopping in the middle as it is? I mean, if you look at other credit unions, the Stole debt benefit gone for years. There are credit unions that are not paying any debt benefit. At least they're not scrapping it totally, and they're keeping it at least €1,000.
But I've said that, Jerry, I couldn't praise them enough for what they have done. I've dealt personally with families at the time of bereavement when the money that they were able to pay out was most welcome and most appreciated. And it could be an older person, a middle-aged person, or indeed where there were younger people involved. And they were so grateful to their credit union. So I'm not daring to come on and criticize Cara Credit Union or any other credit union. But what I would say is, what you were doing in the past was extremely important. And all I'd say to them is, could they please look at it again? And even if they did increase it by the €500 and left it at €1,500, I appreciate they have a business to run. I appreciate that times are tough for them as well with rising costs, and that the cost of energy and everything and their wages bill and everything is so expensive. But I would plead with them. And at the same time, the people who give the service, the people who, behind the counters today in County Kerry, who are working in credit unions, I thank each and every one of them, because they deal with people at maybe tough times in their lives when they're trying to balance books and maybe get loans to do essential repairs to houses and maybe keep the wheels rolling underneath them. And the credit unions are so reliable and so sound. I couldn't compliment them or thank them enough for the work that they do.
Okay, definitely here, Ray. We'll leave it there. It's definitely Michael Healy-Ray with us on the line asking the credit union, Cara Credit Union, to reconsider its move to cut the debt benefit by €1,000 effective, €950 down to €1,000. That's Cara Credit Union. You would have heard it and talk about yesterday. Palais, the CEO, defending the decision, saying this is what we have to do. Michael Ray saying, could you not put it to €1,500? What do you think of that? Get in touch with us on the show. In the context, as I said, other credit unions don't pay it. Others have cut it completely in the last number of years.